You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Matt Derry with you. It is Locked On Lions for another week on the Locked On Podcast Network. Let's plate this thing on a Monday, March 29th, and a Tuesday, March 30th, as we get closer to the draft. We're like a month away from the draft. We're getting close. It's opening day for baseball is on Thursday. My tribe will be in town. You know I'll be there. This is going to be fantastic stuff. Hopefully a little bit of a warm-up as well. But of course, on Thursday, it's going to be freezing. But welcome into Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today, you'll hear from Dan Campbell. He spoke, as did Brad Holmes. I love the transparency we're getting from this outfit right now in Allen Park. They're actually answering questions of the media. They're actually talking more than a couple of times a year to the media. And so with all these free agent signings and additions to this roster, Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell held news conferences on Zoom this morning. And, you guys know I'm obsessed with linebackers. You're going to hear Dan Campbell talk about the linebackers today, and I'm excited. I'm excited because he barely mentioned one name amongst the group. Also, what does Dan Campbell think of the future of Halepulavati Vaitai? You'll hear that coming up in moments here on the show. Also, the Lions looking at running backs in the draft? And what does this whole Vaitai thing mean for number 7 when the Lions pick? A lot of trades happened over the weekend and late last week. So the draft order, it looks like right now, is going to be chock full of quarterbacks at the top. What does that mean? Who drops down to 7 for the Lions? We'll get into that today as well. Today's episode brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. That is, of course, with our friends at BuiltBar.com. So today, I mentioned before, Dan Campbell did talk to the media, as did Brad Holmes. And there really wasn't anything groundbreaking from Brad Holmes. He said they contemplated signing and trading Kenny Golladay, that was an option. But I think they looked at it and said, it's a lot of money. What about our future, where we are right now? They wanted to add some speed at receiver, and so they let Kenny Golladay walk. But Dan Campbell was asked a couple of things. Number one I want to play you is about the linebackers. And if you've been listening to this podcast since I've been doing the show, since 2016, you know that I've been very harsh on this linebacking core. And that really going back to like DeAndre Levy when he was good, he was bad at the end. And Stephen Tulloch, this team really hasn't had very good linebacker play. And, you know, Jared Davis was a bust. Jelani Tavai is terrible. And, you know, other guys like Jalen Reeves-Maben, Miles Killebrew, these guys have been drafted mid to the late rounds, and they haven't done much either. Last year, the Lions signed Reggie Ragland. He didn't do anything. Reggie Ragland now a part of the new East Coast Lions with the Giants. The Giants have signed all sorts of former Lions. Kenny Wiggins, Kenny Golladay, Reggie Ragland, and today Danny Shelton going to the East Coast Lions up there in New York. But linebacking, to me, I know it's not what it used to be. I get it. But you still have to have some guys that can fly around the football. I love watching Bobby Wagner play in Seattle. I think he's a really good player. Lavonte David, I've done some radio in Cleveland the last few weeks. Lavonte David, to me, was the number one target for the Browns, and he ended up staying in Tampa Bay. But the Lions linebackers stink. They're not good. Jamie Collins was up and down this past year. Did he earn the big salary he got? No. But he is a guy that you want to keep on the team. And maybe, just maybe, with AG, as they call him, Aaron Glenn running the defense, that they'll put players in better positions than they were put in the last few years. But other than that, the linebacking core doesn't do much for me. Here was a question today from Kyle Meinke of MLive to Dan Campbell about the state of the team's linebackers right now. Take a listen to this, courtesy of DetroitLions.com.
Dan, good to see you. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on your linebackers and where you believe that room is, and also what you view as the need at that position going forward.
Yeah, look, I like what we've got going on. You know, Jamie is a versatile guy. He gives us he really gives us a guy that can do a little bit of everything. I mean, he can cover, he can rush, he can play in the stack. He can be a green dot, which, you know, making all the calls. He does give us versatility in that regard. When you add Anzalone to that, we know what he is. He's an athletic, big, long linebacker that can run. He's a smart guy. He's a steady guy. And then, you know, just the addition of, Maven, man, that guy there again, we were excited to get him back because we know what he can do from a special teams, a level on special teams for us. He's really a four-core guy. He plays hard. He's smart. You can watch him on tape. I mean, we went back and watched him in 2019 when he played, at linebacker, you know, quite a bit. And so, you know, he comes in, there's no telling. You never know what you may have in this player. We're going to, there again, we haven't told anybody anything other than opportunity. So he comes in here, we'll give him a chance to compete. I mean, Sean Deion Hamilton, it's another one that that was really claimed off waivers when I got here. I mean, that was done before we even got here, but I think he's a pleasant surprise to have on this roster. You know, I know he can play special teams, but let him get in there and mix it up. Obviously, we've got Tavai. He's another one that was, you know, part of this draft class a couple of years ago. And so, you know, we'll see where these guys lay out and how they do. But, you know, does that mean we're done? No, it doesn't mean we're done. And I've said it all along, you'd like to go into this draft and not draft off need. You'd like to draft off best player available or the guy that when you're sitting there and it's your pick, man, do we all love this guy? And where does he fit? What's the role? What's the vision? But I would say signing Anzalone's a step in the right direction.
Oh, baby. How great was that if you're not a fan of Jelani Tavai as a player? Dan Campbell basically went through the entire roster of linebackers. Anzalone, Collins, Jalen Reeves-Maven. We watched his tape from 2019. Deion Sean Hamilton. I don't even know who that is. And then he's like, oh, yeah, Tavai, he's here. We drafted him. He didn't say anything about Jelani Tavai. Oh, yeah, I forgot about him, too. He's on the team. That's about all we got. Man, I love that. It doesn't say Jalen Reeves-Maven. My God, we went back and watched the tape from 2019 from when he played some linebacker. I'm trying to remember when he ever did. So that is not a very good endorsement of Jelani Tavai. I don't know if he'll be a June 1 cut or if the Lions just get rid of him. But does it really make a difference? What I like hearing is that Campbell has been transparent, open, and honest for a while, since he's been here. He's talked about he likes Vitae. He talked about he liked Jared Davis on 97.1 before they let Davis, well, he left on his own accord, but obviously signed elsewhere with the Jets. But with Vitae, there wasn't much there. And we all watched that TV show, and it wasn't very pretty last year or the year before. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. We got like Elite Eight games on Monday and Tuesday. Many of you are ticked off that there's games on at 10. Michigan's playing basketball at 10 o'clock at night tomorrow night in the Elite Eight. Well, if you want to bet on the game and stay up and be into it, go to betonline.ag. They even cover awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine with our friends at betonline.ag. Head to the website now. It's free to sign up. All right? Use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All right? Football might be done, but you got NBA. We got March Madness. We got the NHL all in full swing. Get in on the action at BetOnline. They are your online sportsbook experts. All right, so the second part of what I found intriguing today was Dan Campbell talking about Halapulavati Vitae and where he sees the big guy on this Lions offensive line. What would this mean at number 7? It hinted something to me if a certain player is available. I want you to listen to this, courtesy of DetroitLions.com.
Real quick housekeeping item before I ask you my question, but Vitae, what's your vision for him on the offensive line? Is he guard, tackle? What do you see him as?
Yeah, look, it's, I would say, you know, the most obvious answer to that question to start, Dave, without alluding, would be that until we get our eyes on him and see kind of where we feel like he fits best, it's hard to just put that in stone. But I will say this, and we've talked to him about it, you know, we're a little intrigued about moving him inside the guard. You know, that does intrigue us. And so we may, as a starting point, you know, kind of work there and see where we're at. But you know, we've got enough guys on this roster to where, you know, between he and Crosby and Nelson, and you kind of let them fight it out a little bit and just see what comes out, who fits best where. And there again, that's tentatively right now before we've done anything else, pre-agency or in the draft. So, but I would say we – you know, the thought of moving him inside would intrigue us a little bit.
This is an interesting one. There's Dan Campbell again. What to do about this right side of the offensive line? Because we know it's a rebuild. We know this team isn't going to win a lot of games, but you want to start winning more up front. The Lions' defensive line right now looks to be pretty decent if guys perform. The offensive line, same thing. The Lions get pushed around in some games. And I know that the thought process in 2021 is different than the old days of the NFL, but you still got to win up front. All right, the Cleveland Browns became a playoff team this year because they have a dominant offensive line. The Kansas City Chiefs lost the Super Bowl this year because their offensive line was dominated by Tampa's D-line. Those are just a couple of examples. The Lions have potentially a really good center to left tackle situation with Ragnow, Jonah Jackson, and Taylor Decker. But on the right side of the O-line, what the hell are they going to do? And Halapulavati Vitae is somebody that it's obvious Dan Campbell likes. He has mentioned this numerous times. For the amount of money that Bob Quinn gave a guy that was a swing player for years was outrageous last offseason. But it's almost like the Lions are stuck with him. And he was injured for most of last year and didn't do much. Now it sounds like, as Campbell said, they want to move him inside, which would leave the likes of Tyrell Crosby and Matt Nelson, as Dan said, the Danimal, to fight it out at right tackle. Unless the Lions in the draft look up and say, oh, three quarterbacks get taken. Kyle Pitts gets taken, right? A couple of wide receivers, Chase, Waddle, get taken. What if Parsons is taken? It's possible. What if a team trades up for another quarterback and there would be four off the board? Lawrence, Wilson, Fields, Lance. Then you got a receiver and then you got Pitts gone. And then the Lions sit at seven and Penei Sewell, the big tackle from Oregon, is there. I would take him right here, right now. Build the offensive line. Have bookend tackles that can keep Jared Goff upright in Decker, who had a really solid year last year, and Sewell. And then you've got that O-line for the next five, six years. You're going to keep Ragnow around. He's excellent. He's a Pro Bowler. Jonah Jackson's in his second year. Decker has played a while, but he's still youngish. Vitae? 28, 29. There are older offensive linemen and Sewell. I would love that. I would be ecstatic if Penei Sewell is still there at seven because he's a really good football player. And the Lions are moving Vitae inside. That's what it sounds like to me. Right tackle is wide open. And if he's the best player available and he's there, you know, all these people going, oh, Kyle Pitts, can the Lions? I think Kyle Pitts is going to be gone. Everyone's like, well, Sewell's going to be gone. Not necessarily. I think Pitts is a lock to be gone. If it's four quarterbacks ahead of the Lions and Pitts, that's five players. Then you got to figure Jamar Chase or Waddle or Devontae Smith will be gone, leaving the Lions at seven to have their pick of the litter of any of the other receivers that haven't been taken or Penei Sewell, who I think is a really good player and a rock. That's where you take offensive, really good offensive linemen. You get really good linemen in the early rounds. Then you get your receiver later. Just my thought on it. All right, we've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar, it's amazing. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, incredibly tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on every bar, on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is time for Built Bar Madness today. We're down to like five of these things. We're into like the elite five, whatever you want to call it. Today, caramel brownie or caramel brownie takes on coconut brownie chunk, with the winner facing mint brownie in the semis on Wednesday. I'm telling you, the coconut brownie chunk, I had it over break, over Christmas. It was fantastic. That's where I'm going. I'm going with coconut brownie chunk. And I don't love coconut, but it was fresh, man. It tasted so good. So good. Go to BuiltBar.com or go to @bar_built on Twitter. Remember, use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar out there. All right, very interesting tweet that came out today from Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports. Quote, teams who sent their running backs coach to UNC for Javonte Williams and Michael Carter's pro day today. Cardinals, Panthers, Bears, Jaguars, Cowboys, Broncos, Dolphins, Saints, Eagles, Steelers, and Detroit Lions. Wow. So a handful of teams at UNC in Chapel Hill today to see the 1-2 punch of Javonte Williams and Michael Carter, who last year absolutely lit it up for UNC. Both guys rushed for 1,000 yards. I'm going to get the exact numbers here. Two each rushed for more than 1,100 yards last season. Carter topped his career best from 2019, when he barely eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark with 1,245 rushing yards and 1,512 yards from scrimmage. All right? These two guys are, you know, really, really good, with Williams being the bigger back of the two. DraftNetwork.com says these two are poised, Williams and Carter, Javonte Williams and Michael Carter, to be running backs 3 and 4 off the draft board. And Williams has the potential to be the first running back taken, or possibly even the second. Williams, a bigger back. Carter, elusive, great field vision. All right, these guys were great out of the backfield, could catch passes. And so they're both going to come out, and both are supposed to be in the top four when it comes to running backs. Now, you look at it and go, why would the Lions take another look at another running back? They just signed Jamal Williams from the Packers. They have DeAndre Swift, and they have Kerryon Johnson. You have to wonder where running back 3 and running back 4 are going to go, first of all, in this draft. Is it second round? Is it third round? Remember last year, there was a huge run on running backs at the end of the first round, early second round, a year ago. So these guys are both very, very good. The problem is Carter, who's not the bigger back, is only 5'7". Michael Carter is only 5'7", 201. So we'll see what happens. But I find it very interesting that, you know, good chunk of, you know, 10 teams or so sent their running backs coach today to UNC. How many teams? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 teams. All right, were there. And the Lions were one of them, doing their due diligence on the UNC backs. You wouldn't figure, with where the Lions sit right now, with three running backs you know are on their team, on their roster. Deuce Daly was on the Pride of Detroit podcast saying nothing but good things about Kerryon Johnson and that he could do it all. Then why would you draft, you know, why would you draft another running back? Keep an eye on this. The Lions are looking at everything right now. Nothing is off the table. And to be honest, let's call this what it is. Kerryon Johnson has been a big disappointment, in my opinion. He's been meh. All right, that's Locked On Lions for this Monday, March 29th, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We'll talk again tomorrow.